This is Easy Does It, But Do It. Hello, this is Don Ross from Happy Hypnosis Sedona. I'm making this recording to go along with the book Happy Hypnosis and the 12 Steps. Please don't listen to this while driving a car or any other activity that may require attention. Find a place to sit or lie down where you won't be interrupted for 20 minutes or so. Turn off your phone. Put out the cat. You're doing something for yourself that will lead to a much better life. Just practicing this kind of relaxation this recording is teaching you has been shown to have all kinds of health benefits. You may have heard of the benefits of mindfulness. Well, while you focus your attention on this exercise, you will receive those benefits. You know, recognizing there is a problem in your life is often 90% of the job of fixing it. There's nothing that can be wrong that working through this process won't help. In fact, I've never seen anybody go through this that didn't succeed. Taking time to relax, just 20 minutes or so, will help everything calm down, help you think more clearly, help your immune system function better. So let's give it a try. Don't worry, you don't have to try very hard or even try not to try. Time to draw a curtain on the day so far. Now as you look up into your head, look as far up into your head as you can without straining your eyes too much. As you look up into your head, take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. Take another deep breath. Notice if your eyes blink, that is hypnosis coming on you. Take another deep breath and hold it. Hold it. Then let it out slowly as you close your eyes and concentrate on sinking down into the bed or chair. That's it. And you can pay close attention to these words, allowing the words to affect you on many levels. Or you can just let them float by like the sound of water flowing over rocks in a stream. Because as you listen or not listen, there is a part of you that is apart from the part of you that will hear what it needs to hear. That is the part I'm talking to now. And you can focus all your attention, if you like, on your breath. Your breath is a gateway to the subconscious. It is part of the voluntary and involuntary workings. The conscious. Hold your breath. Or subconscious, as you breathe without thinking while you sleep. So as you notice your breath, the gentle rise and fall of your chest and abdomen, the way the air is a little cooler on the inhale, and you can pay attention to the split second your inhale becomes an exhale. It's a kind of letting go. Science tells us it takes muscles to inhale, but to exhale, you just let go. That's it. Let go. Easy does it. One day at a time. The past is just a memory. Let it go. The future, only a dream. Let it go. All that is real, really, is right now. Right now, you're okay. You're safe, comfortable, breathing freely, and you can focus all your attention on sensations in the toes on your left foot, then your right foot. Which is more relaxed? Is it the left one that is right, or is the right one left feeling more comfortably relaxed? And you may like to imagine a wave of gentle comfort and relaxation starting at the very top of your head and slowly moving down progressively across your forehead. As you listlessly listen to these words, allow the relaxation to relax all the tiny muscles around your eyes, relaxing them so thoroughly. Imagine tiny weights holding them shut, so relaxed, like they're glued shut, so comfortably relaxed. You couldn't open them if you tried. You may want to test that now. Then just forget your eyes as you let that relaxation flow down your face. Relax your jaw. Allow a little space between your teeth. Move your tongue to touch the top of your mouth, releasing any tension there. You can gently turn your head right to left, left to right, releasing any tension in your neck and shoulders. As that relaxation moves down through your shoulders, into your upper arms, through your elbow, into your forearms, then into those hands. Some people notice a gentle tingling in the hands, or a numbness in the hands, and you can allow that relaxation to move up the arms and through the chest and upper back, relaxing the internal organs, the heart and lungs can relax, each breath bringing the relaxation deeper and further through the body, through the abdomen, the hips, the pelvis, into the thighs, through the knees, down into the calves, all the way into the feet, to the tips of the toes, until all of you is so relaxed, so comfortably relaxed. And you can be curious to see what would happen if you repeat to yourself over and over, silently, "My hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy." And research has shown 95% of subjects actually raise the temperature of their hands simply by repeating, "My hands are warm and heavy. My hands are warm and heavy. All of me feels warm and comfortably heavy." Deeper and deeper into such a comfortable state of deep relaxation. And you know, it's true that no matter how thoroughly relaxed you may be now, there are always deeper layers of higher relaxation that your subconscious mind and body know about. And you can, if you like, it's a choice you make to just imagine yourself going down as I count down from 10 to 1, twice as deep with each number. Getting ready now, 10, feeling good, feeling fine, as you continue to breathe deeply, you feel yourself surrender to a deep and perfect relaxation that is filling your body. And it feels so good to just relax, to just let go. Number 9, deeper and deeper, perfectly safe, perfectly secure. Number 8. Deeper, deeper. 7. 6. Feeling good. 5. Like a pebble sinking down through clear, clean water. Deeper, deeper. 4, 3, 2, very deep, and 1 all the way down. The very basement of your subconscious. And you can picture yourself on a beautiful path. Perhaps you feel the crunch of gravel beneath your feet as in a dream you are drawn along the path. Maybe you feel the springy softness of lush grass as you move along the path. Perhaps there's the feel of sun on your skin, or the gentle caress of a warm breeze as you move along the path. Maybe you hear the sound of water tumbling over rocks in a nearby stream, or the sound of birds singing. Everything about this place is comforting and reassuring. Up ahead, you come to a beautiful garden. There are flowers of every kind, some of your favorites, some you never saw before. Beautiful shapes and colors. Maybe you hear the gentle buzz of insects floating from flower to flower. Maybe you smell the sweet perfume of jasmine or roses. There may be fountains or statues, rocks and crystals. Everything here is for your comfort and reassurance. And you can find a spot to stretch out and lie down in this healing garden, and you can become aware that this is here for your comfort and safety. It is always with you, really. Wherever you go, there you are, in your healing garden. And you can just touch your thumb against your finger and anchor this feeling of calm and comfort. Anytime, anywhere, you can remind your body, mind, and spirit that there is a place like this just by touching your thumb to your finger. And you may like to imagine you can float above yourself there, looking down on the you there in that beautiful healing garden. Notice what it is about the you there that lets the you here know just how relaxed and safe you feel. And you can repeat to yourself, right here, right now, I'm okay. Right here, right now, I'm okay. Right here, right now, I'm okay. And touching your thumb to your finger, and you can get the feeling you're on the right path, the path that leads to a happier future. And you can make a commitment to yourself that you're going to make some changes, a little at a time. Give yourself a chance to improve everything, just taking it easy. Easy does it, but do it. That's good. And you can see yourself lying there in your healing garden, strong, able, peaceful and relaxed, a whole person in every respect, capable of all the things a whole person should, with feelings of love and self-worth. You are getting better, and the better you get, the better you get at getting better. And any need to punish yourself for whatever reason, and most of us do, can just go far away from you. It will go so far and so distant until it will be just like floating on a cloud, just like floating into the distance, just like floating so far. Far away and so distant until you can hardly see it at all. Now make a picture in your mind of a beautiful white, fleecy, floating cloud. Just watch the cloud floating into the distance, floating so far, so distant, until it becomes so small and so insignificant that you can hardly notice it at all. You know that one day in the not too distant future, seeing yourself traveling through time, a week from now, getting better, a month from now, feeling good, a year from now, all the difficulties of today are so in the distant past, hardly able to remember the things that may seem so difficult now. And see how your life will be simpler when you've made some changes, little bit by little bit, getting easier as you become your own best friend. Stop sabotaging your happiness. Easy does it, but do it. You can see how the work you did one day at a time, letting go just for today, doing the next right thing. Easy does it. But do it. That's good. And you can come here as often as you like in the days and weeks ahead. You can look forward to the many small ways and some of the great big ways this can make your life easier. And in a little while, when you're ready, with a building anticipation, looking forward to the improved life you'll be living, feeling like a kid the night before a big vacation, or when the school bell is about to ring, and as I count from 1 to 5, you can return to the here and now, feeling very refreshed and calm at the same time, feeling good and confident you're on the right path. 1, getting ready. 2, 3, moving those hands and feet. 4, almost there. And 5, eyes open, wide awake. Time for a good stretch. Welcome back. And you can go ahead and touch your thumb to your finger and experience that peaceful feeling of calm, and remember to practice that at the same time as that excitement of anticipation of making a better life for yourself and those around you. You can do it.
This recording was made to accompany my book, Happy Hypnosis and the 12 Steps. If you don't have it yet, it's available at my website, happyhypnosissedona.com, along with some other great downloads. Head on over and check it out. Have a great day.